Character 3. You who got left behind. You are a person who has always known what you wanted and who you wanted it with. You were a person who acted, you were ambitious, and those were your strengths. You really liked that side of yourself, and lucky for you, your partner found those qualities admirable as well. You were together 14 years before your lives went in different directions. Your separation was riddled with fights, and it was quite a painful process to move away from each other, but you got through it and so did your ex. That you got through it was the only good thing that happened in a while, and you still have 1,000 words you want to vocalize about that part of your life. Recently, you lost your job, not more than 3 months ago. There was no longer a need for you, and the company had to let you go to save money. But why did it have to be you they let go? It's just not fair. You reasoned that someone had to get fired, but why did it have to be you? You were so certain you actually meant something to the company. Why is bad luck just following you around? You have gotten 7 months of severance pay, so you have little over half a year to find yourself again, whatever that means. You are who you are, and that person is obviously not good enough for keeping or sharing a life with. It's been a couple of months since you got fired, but you have started the process of working through the myriads of emotions inside you, and you find that it might not be as easy as you thought. The breakup haunts you, and the loss of your work has left you insecure. Who are you now without your job and your partner? What's your identity? Background. You met your ex in a park where you and some of your friends were throwing around a frisbee. You saw them looking your way and planned on boasting and showing off a bit, so you threw the frisbee extra hard and it hovered right over the park's fence, out into the streets and got run over by a truck. Your friends were pretty annoyed by your presentation, but they quickly pieced together the love puzzle and forgave you instantly. It was apparent that you would be together forever. Your ex and you used a lot of time on defining and building your lives, but something always irritated you, and it was the ever-looming presence of your in-laws. They were always butting in and always against your ideas. A summer cabin? No, 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 way too expensive. A dog? You will be exhausted by a pet. A new car? Can you afford a new car? Nothing was ever good enough, and the mere thought of them makes your anger stir within you. They always wanted to show off they were better and make sure that you two had a handle on things, just to be sure. Your favorite example is when your ex and you bought a house. You had to explain to them that they weren't allowed to come along for the tour and see the house for the first time. It was to be you and your ex's home, not theirs. The in-laws were very offended and didn't call you for 2 months. It was actually really nice with some peace and quiet. You started your career by being nobody of importance and easy to ignore, but you got better and more skilled as you were stubborn and diligent, and the support from your partner helped a great deal. Now you are a jobless nobody, single and alone. You live in an apartment and you eat fast food because why bother? You feel like a loser, so why give a damn? You know, it was fun cooking dinner when you were more than just you. Cooking food for yourself is just a hassle and it seems like a waste of time. Most nights, you sit in front of the TV and disgruntled, you yell at the news anchors or incompetent hosts on the silver screen that a monkey could do their jobs better. You could do it better. What a bunch of amateurs this world has come to. What a joke. You do understand why you are part of the self-help group, but you keep telling yourself that everything's going to be okay. You've got it all under control, and you wouldn't have come if you hadn't promised your close friends to give this group a chance. But hey, if it doesn't work, it's not your fault, okay? The core of your grief or loss. Uncertainty about the future. You had it all, and you lost it because others meddled in your affairs. Coping mechanisms, distancing and blaming others. Your first coping mechanism is, everything's going to be okay, it just takes time. You have a core conviction that everything is going to sort itself out. Many before you have lost their job and partner, and they still got a good life and good careers. Everything's going to be fine if people just gave you some space. In the self-help group, you are going to use your time to argue that time heals all wounds. Even in darkness, there's a light, as the phrase goes. It just doesn't feel like that sometimes. Your second coping mechanism is wishful thinking. If only is a sentence you use quite often to explain why injustice befell you. If only those nosy in-laws hadn't ruined your relationship. If only your ex had understood that the relationship would get better again. If only things were different. Your third coping mechanism is changing your mind and cancelling. You often sign up for things or accept offers to socialize, and then when the day comes, you cancel because energy is low or you are overwhelmed. And almost instantly you get annoyed at yourself for cancelling, but you had to. It couldn't have been any other way. People have to understand that. There is nothing wrong with you for cancelling. People do that more and more. You're not the only one. And cancelling is actually a way of prioritizing your health. That's a good thing. People need to accept this fact. In the self-help group, this will present itself as you accepting an offer of something and bailing on it. Something came up is a good excuse, even though the thing that got in the way was you. Answer these questions in your head before going in-game. What is your name? What job did you get fired from? What feeling rummages in you as you walk through the door to the self-help group for the first time?